Big changes are coming to North Carolina's election laws, and that's what we're focusing on this morning as part of our week-long look at some of the major bills state lawmakers passed this session. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us, as he has all week. Hey, Michael.
Good morning again, Marshall.
Election experts say North Carolina passed some of the most sweeping voting changes in the country. What jumps out to you?
It's a huge shift from current election laws, from how many days you'll have to vote to what you need to bring to cast a ballot to even how you can register. But let's start with when you can vote. The legislation cuts early voting by a week. Now it'll start later and last a maximum of 10 days. And here's some perspective for you. In that first week of early voting in the 2012 elections, more than 900,000 North Carolinians voted, according to data from the State Board of Elections. That's about a fifth of the ballots cast in the entire election. And again, we're talking just that first week of early voting, which this legislation gets rid of. Michael Dickerson is the director of the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections. He says any way you look at it, early voting is hugely popular.
I had more people vote early in the 2012 presidential election than I did in the 2000 election early and election day. So voters actually enjoy it, the early voting. They like the process.
And Dickerson says it makes election day easier because lines are smaller. The legislation does require counties to still offer the same total number of hours of early voting. They'll just have seven fewer days to work with. So Dickerson says in Mecklenburg County, that may mean adding about six voting sites and staying open for an extra 3 hours or so each day.
What else changes about early voting?
You'll no longer be able to register and vote on the same day. North Carolinians have been able to do that since 2007, just during early voting. But the legislation repeals it. Now everyone will have to register at least 25 days before the next election. Martha Croft is a political science professor at UNC Charlotte, and she researches voter turnout and elections. She says getting rid of same-day registration could have a big impact on young voters.
It's become a very popular method of mobilizing young people, especially to vote, and young African Americans in particular.
Croft says there are two other changes that could also have a large effect on young voters. The legislation eliminates a high school program that registers thousands of students to vote each year. And with the new photo ID requirement, college IDs won't count.
Now let's focus on that photo ID requirement for a minute. It's been the subject of a lot of controversy in North Carolina and other states that passed laws like it, like South Carolina. How will it work here?
Basically, you'll need some type of government-issued ID to vote. That can be a driver's license, a passport, a military ID, or some other kind of card from the DMV. And if you're in a Native American tribe that's federally recognized, you can also use your tribal enrollment card. At a press conference last week, Governor McCrory said he'll sign the legislation.
I think it makes common sense to show an ID to vote. Just like you have to show an ID to get government services, you have to show an ID to get Sudafed. You have to show an ID to get into the White House and, in fact, into this governor's mansion.
And what's the counter argument here, Michael?
Well, advocates for the poor and minorities say it has a disproportionately large impact on the people they look out for. The state chapter of the NAACP, for example, calls the legislation the most comprehensive attack on the right to vote since Jim Crow laws.
Well, do we know how many North Carolinians don't have photo ID?
The State Board of Elections tried to figure that out. The board cross-referenced DMV records with voter registration data, and it found about 9% of registered voters may not have any sort of government ID. In total numbers, we're talking more than 600,000 people. However many people don't have IDs, they'll have a few years to get one. That requirement doesn't kick in until the next presidential election in 2016.
Let's run through some of the other election changes. What else will North Carolinians notice when they show up to the polls?
The changes are staggered over the next few years, Marshall, so voters probably won't notice anything in the upcoming September and November elections. But later on, they'll notice they can no longer do a straight party ticket. That's voting for all the Republicans or Democrats with one button. And voting machines will be changing. By 2018, they'll be required to print an official ballot. None of the current machines can do that, and if that doesn't change, you'll have to fill out your ballot by hand.
And the legislation also changes some campaign finance rules, right?
Right. If you want to donate to a campaign, you could give $1,000 more now, $5,000 total. And it may be tougher to figure out who's behind a campaign ad because what you have to disclose gets watered down. And Marshall, it's worth mentioning that some of these changes may get challenged in court by the U.S. Justice Department or some advocacy groups. That's assuming Governor McCrory signs the legislation, which he said he'll do.
Okay. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks again.
Thank you.
And Michael will be back with us for the final part of this series tomorrow morning. We'll discuss some of the quirky bills that made it through the legislature.